Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Now, time is exactly 8:32 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. A very, very good morning to you. Hope and pray that you are safely at work, that you are settled in, you have ticked off at least one thing off your to-do list, even if that one thing was you going into the bathroom for 15 minutes and doing your makeup. It's you know, you're clocked in. That's all that matters, right? But yeah, man, so today we're having a conversation, or right now we're having a conversation with Divi, DJ Chinchilla, Mr. Make It Hot When It's Not on a beautiful witness day. How's it going?
I'm easy. How are you, man?
Good.
Great.
What is the best thing that has happened to you this week? I always ask this question because I just feel like it's so important that I do.
I recently opened up a WhatsApp group with all the DJs in the country.
Oh, okay.
And we are planning on working on a DJ association. So it was nice to actually know how many DJs we have.
Yeah.
How many DJs I don't know and I haven't met and worked with.
Yeah.
And we're actually working on a record pool for local music. Because most of the people complain that we don't play, the local DJs don't play enough local music.
Yeah.
But the problem is because we don't have access to it. You know, so it's not like back in the days where we had Musica or sound, what was the other thing? Universal Sound.
We don't
have that anymore, so there's no way I can go and purchase this, which is now a few DJ artists that are on iTunes, Spotify,
and which is also rare for our people. Exactly. Yeah, they're coming out there bit by bit, but it's also not like the old stuff that we also want.
Exactly,
you know?
Old stuff, new stuff. Not everyone is on there, and also it's not they have radio edits on those platforms.
Yes.
And when we're playing the clubs and stuff, we need like DJ extended, DJ bootlegs.
Yeah,
we don't have that, so it's not fun to play local music basically, and the quality is not really
it's not
where
as
it's supposed
good.
To be. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're currently trying to set that up and make something work for everyone in the industry. So we're also engaging NASCOM as well. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So
I hope that they come on board with that.
Yeah, no, they are keen because, I mean, they have a new board. So
yes.
The new board is more young, vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
And they also know the industry ins and outs.
Yeah.
And so it's a good
thing. Oh, that's fantastic.
Thing, yeah.
And also, I saw a couple of weeks, maybe a week ago, Legetto. Mm-hmm. So he's back on the scene, right?
And he's posted, doing music again.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like necessarily new music, but it seems like he's trying to polish his image from the looks of things, right? But NSK just like took us back into time, you know, with his music and so forth, and then he's back on YouTube now. So a lot of his old stuff are loaded now on YouTube, but the quality is really good because I got to listen to it myself as well. Yes.
No,
so
that's good.
To all the artists, please make sure that you get in touch with Chinchilla and the team so that they can also just have your music. And even when they play it out, wherever it is, man, whether it's a corporate event, a festival, it sounds good. It's good quality.
Yes.
Right?
And that's what we need. That's what we need.
Come on. Oh, so you're pushing the space, man. So I'm really excited to have this conversation with you because I'm going to be there, my dear.
Yes, please.
Finally.
Been a long time coming.
You've
been missing out.
So Chill Factor Sundays. Yep. Now also trying to explore how it could actually possibly go on a Saturday, right?
Yes.
This is the fourth edition, if I'm not mistaken, right?
It's the fourth edition.
How excited are you for this one?
Sure, I'm excited and at the same time nervous because, I mean, it gets bigger
than
the last time. So that means more work, more planning, more resources, more everything. So, I mean, it's a good time to be alive.
Come on. So tell us about the concept Chill Factor.
Yeah.
Right? Where did that come about? I know that back in the day, obviously, part of the KFC DJs, you guys had a lot of events. Like, when you saw an event poster and KFC DJs were not there, personally me.
Definitely.
I was not going to go. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then if you see the KFC, you're like, the dangest an. So the concept Chill Factor, where did that come from?
So Chill Factor basically going around and being around on the scene for quite some time now. I actually pick up from people's talks and reactions that we hardly have events that are solely based focus on music, like what people play. So what I do is I thought, let me come up with an event where I can curate the playlist. So basically all the DJs that I book and engage to be part of the event, I tell them what to play and where to play. So Yes. So basically, the because music is timing.
Mm.
It matters when you play what song.
Yes.
That's what makes the music among the everything else.
Everything else.
So,
yeah, yeah.
So we wanted to have, like, back in the days when we didn't have the shisha pipe, where people really went out to have a good time.
Yeah,
Those are, like, what we're trying to replicate. And then, you know, those nostalgic moments that we had.
Absolutely.
Those years.
Yes,
that is
yes,
what
yes.
we're looking for.
Mm.
That was the whole idea around chill factor.
Mm.
So just having, I mean, our age group, our age mates, and also younger generations that are also coming up, just to have a look and feel how it was back then when we didn't have all this other extra stuff that are now complementing and also distracting the whole nightlife.
Mm.
So that was the whole idea.
Yeah, and what I can tell you right now is this is exactly what we want, the millennials. Is we might be a little bit old, okay, maybe not.
Yeah,
but
no, you guys are not old.
And you know what? And we got the money.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So we're out here and we are ready to spend.
Yeah.
And I think also what you're doing in this space, Chinchilla, I really have to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are one of the guys that has maintained longevity when it comes to your business and your brand.
Oh, thank you.
You know? And I think also a lot of people are just very focused on, and I'm seeing this a lot with the new cats, as they call them.
Yeah.
Like, it's very in the moment. I'm
living
for
definitely.
This moment. Like, I get booked. I get my booking fee.
Yeah.
I do what I do. It's
I get my rider.
Yes.
Gone.
You know? And I'm gone, right?
Yeah.
But you're not really seeing what's happening. Like, they're not building on it, eh?
Yeah.
So I think that's where you come in, where people can actually look up to Chinchilla. Even you, who's actually passionate about the space of DJing and so forth.
Yeah.
Call the man up and see how you can even be mentored by him, possibly, on how you can build a serious business. Because you don't last as long as you have if you're not focused, right?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. I mean, the main thing that I always tell people is, for you to become a DJ, or for you to be in that space, you need to love the craft.
Mm-mm-mm.
And you need to love the main thing, which is music.
Mm.
Everything else, if you love the music, everything else falls in place.
In the place,
and when you love the music, you go as far as finding out stuff about genre, where it originates from, where it's headed to, what you can get, all the stuff. And it all leads back to music.
Mm.
So everything else is a bonus. If you get a nice rider, if you get a technical rider, and you also make research on as in what's happening in terms of equipment.
Yeah.
What does the latest released DJ controller or DAX or headphones, why headphones, why these headphones, those things are important. And that's what a lot of our people are not doing,
because
they became DJs by chance or by opportunity, whatever, and they get booked not on merit but because they know whoever,
you
know?
Yeah,
and those are the things that are
taking
away from them and from the whole industry as a whole. So
true.
Yeah, there's a lot
to learn. Mm. So let's talk about this edition and what we can expect on the date. So it's happening on the 30th of August, by the way. You have to book that date for Chill Factor Saturday,
please.
I believe, at Lloyd's Lounge, right? Mm-hmm. So what's happening on the day? What can we expect? Maybe something different from the other sessions that you've had?
Yeah, it's always different. Basically, we start different from the music, the setup, the vibes, the people that come, because we always have new people coming to the event.
Mm.
So the ambience definitely is always different.
Different, yeah.
So I always try to change the lineup so I have DJs that are hardly booked. Like, because we have DJs that are booked almost every weekend.
Every weekend, and then yeah, that's true.
But it doesn't necessarily mean they are all good.
Mm.
I mean, there are DJs that are very good, but they hardly get
bookings.
Exactly.
Yes,
so I always try to switch it up and change it up, because I mean, I have a catalog of DJs, my repertoire from back in the days and now. So we have one of the guys, I don't know if the guys remember him, he was called DJ Two Piece.
Yes, I remember.
Yes, so he goes by the name Afro De Soul now.
Mm,
he's on the lineup.
Okay.
And then I'm excited actually to work with Los Manos.
Okay.
He's like two DJs.
Yes, I've heard of them.
I've also never worked with them before.
Yeah.
They're actually resident at the Brewers, if I'm correct. And then we have Ants and Cullen, the guys from Soulection.
They're also
there. So tapping into the colored community a little bit there.
Wow. Okay.
And then we would have Ice Crystal.
Mm.
I always try also to have a female DJ.
We
don't have
a
lot of female DJs. So it's always last time, the last Chill Factor, we had Kiki.
Kiki, yes,
and
I saw
the previous
that.
One, we had Alba.
Alba. Mm-hmm.
So now we have Ice Crystal.
Yeah.
We have obviously my brother, Black Mamba, DJ Duf Daf Gaddafi. Lindsay.
Yes, I see him.
Yeah, we have as well Desert Storm, who is the resident DJ. Also, we go way back with way Desert back. Storm. So he's a resident at Lloyd's Lounge.
Oh, okay.
So it's fantastic. Only right to include him.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't know if I forgot someone there.
Okay, your brother, your baby, your small brother.
Oh, yes, it's my boy Kenzo.
Yes.
He finally made it. He's been, bruh, put me on,
put
man.
Put me on, man.
Now you're giving me the chance. Yes. I'm like, no, don't worry. It's coming. It's yeah. coming. It's coming. So finally it's here. So yeah, Kenzo also gets to rock the decks Saturday. So yeah, it's fantastic. It's crazy, man. We started one.
Yeah.
And we go until midnight. So midnight, yeah. And it's outside setup, it's outside vibes. Yeah. So hit me up for your tickets.
Come on. I was just about to say, where can we actually get tickets?
Yeah, you can call 08130553573.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can simply go to Meraki Wellness Center the Village Garden.
At the Village Garden, yes.
You can just go there and say, listen, I'm not here for a massage, but I'm here for my ticket.
Yes, yes.
And you can buy tickets. Go for $100, by the way, in advance. And then $150 at the gate of the day. So that's basically it. And Fresh FM is also our sponsor. That's why I'm here.
Family for real, yes, for real. For right? real, for real. On the day itself, there's going to be food, right?
Yes, there's a fully fledged menu at Lloyd's.
Yeah.
And there will also be like braai on the side, just for everyone who wants something quick and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
They have pizza because it's next to Italian, Little Italian.
Oh, yes.
So go there, there's pizza, there's fries, wings, whatever you want. Will be available.
Yeah, because I have to ask that question because I'm a big bag.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I mean,
I love my food.
Definitely.
Yeah.
If you are in that space and you're drinking, I mean, you have to have something
nibble on, exactly. You know? So, all right. Fantastic, man. Chinchilla. This one I'm very, very excited about. And yes, I'm very excited about Ice Crystal.
Yeah.
Only because she's the only face that I didn't recognize from the poster. Because I was wondering, who is this? Yes, I saw the name, but obviously now I'll do a little bit more research on her as well.
Yeah.
Get your tickets, please, for $100 in advance. We are also going to be giving away tickets on Fresh Breakfast as well to this event.
Yeah.
Will be there, NSK will be there. It's going to be so much fun. Really excited about this one. But yeah, Chinchilla, thank you so much. We wish you nothing but the best. But this one, I know the dengas and I'm trying to speak like the kids. Can you tell? Apparently, that's how the cool kids speak. But yeah, man, keep it locked right here on Fresh Breakfast. Tickets will be given away tomorrow. And then obviously, Friday, you're back in studio to mix it up for us.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back home.
Back home. Yeah, Chinchilla, definitely. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Shaquizi. Have a good one. Have a blast.
Awesome.
Ciao.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.